Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that social drinking also leads to immorality. Let's start the week at that point today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Understand, the Lord designed the relationship, the sexual relationship. That was not something that man came up with. That was God's design. But God's design also included that it was only in marriage, one man for one woman. And he said, in married, within that, it's undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Now, men may have some laws and they may do some things, but God is going to judge. Proverbs tells us about the man that's with a jealous spirit. As when they get involved into a sin like that, and when you go to Proverbs chapter 7, oh man, you read about what happens there and the reaction that takes place in Proverbs chapter 7, that even though you commit adultery with a woman, you lack understanding, you destroy your own soul, a wound and dishonor you get, and your reproach is not wiped away, for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore that man will not spare in the day of judgment. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Now, again, that's in, I said 7, chapter 6, and you just go from verses 31 to 35. But do you see something that is not there that I just read? God doesn't say that the guy taking the vengeance is wrong. He doesn't say he's in sin. He doesn't say he's bad. Why? Well, actually, adultery called for the death penalty in the Bible. It's on the level of murder. It was on the level of homosexuality, bestiality, and those things of like nature in the Bible. So understand, just because we are now living in the New Testament era, it doesn't mean that those sins are all right now. No, it's just as evil, maybe even more so. Because what I read to you in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, such were some of you, that was their sin. And it was evil. That's why Hebrews 13:4 says, whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So let me just put it back together and see, for you to see, is that so often alcohol gets involved and leads to immorality. That'll never happen to me. Famous last words of fallen men. Now, those who teach that there's nothing wrong with social drinking, first of all, they lack spiritual discernment to understand the truth of God. Now, if that has upset anyone listening to me today under the sound of my voice, just take some deep breaths and tell God that I know that's right and get it right with God. Now, look. You can be knowledgeable about a lot of things. You can have a high IQ about a lot of things and not have wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom are two different things. I've seen people that are mathematician whizzes. I mean, it just seems like anything along that line, they're brilliant. And they can engineer and they can do these things, but broken down lives tell me they're not wise. God's will, God's way, according to God's word, because the wisdom of man is foolishness with God, so just trust God in all that you do. Now, let me also add that we've got problems today. For an example, there is medical marijuana. It's had invaded your state. Oh, they come to Florida. They've come to Colorado. They've come to so many states. And do you think that medical marijuana is where it's going to stop? No, because it's already proven that the next step, and then before too long, people are drinking, are on their marijuana, smoking it. Now, I can remember people saying to me when all the thing about cigarettes, and they had to put the warning on the cigarettes about causing cancer and all the other stuff that they'd do and advertise against it and not even allowed to be advertised. One of the things somebody said that smoked said, I'd much rather have a person that smoked 20 cigarettes out of one pack in an hour than somebody that drank a beer or even six beers in the last hour. Meet me driving their car down the road. And that's, of course, yeah, the guy that's had some drinks, just really one beer starts to mess him up. So just think six drinks. And the guy smoking a cigarette, he may be hyper through the various things of nicotine, or he may be calm, but at least he's got some of that together. But marijuana, man, that puts your mind in another area. It's like drinking alcohol. Now, I find it interesting because it's like, well, this is the only thing that a person can do that's suffering through cancer, some other things. There isn't a thing medically that they have that there's not already a certain kind of a pill or drug that can be administered that will not be addictive and will help that person through it. I like what my wife said one day. She says, we need to weed the weed out of America. And I think that is true. That was a good statement. But it's also like abortion. Again, people try to justify sin to make it logical, and sin is not logical. I've seen people that have children. They love their children, and they have a relationship. And even when they've kept their marriage together, they've lost the trust of their spouse. If their children find out, their children will have a disgust and a hatred for them the rest of their life. All that for a fling. And if you leave that man, you leave that woman, and you hook up with that person that you've had a relationship with outside of marriage and adultery, you'll find out if they have kids or you have kids, that your kids will hate that person, and you'll destroy the rest of their life. Is that worth having a fling? And by the way, let me just add to that, just something to think on. If a man will cheat or a woman will cheat on their spouse with you, what makes you think they won't after they've been married to you a little bit and they get used to the old routine and all the infatuations wore off? What makes you think they won't look for someone else and for another fling, especially if somebody goes after them? So let me just warn you, Satan is a deceiver, and it's never right to do wrong. One of the things I've heard, well, you know, if you really love somebody, then is it really wrong? Yes, it's filthy, rotten, low down, gutter sin, as bad or worse than homosexuality, bestiality, murder. So if you're asking me, yes, that's the answer, because I'm just trying to stay it with the Word of God on the abortion, 1973. I was there. I remember in the Roe versus Wade what they were saying. Only for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. Now, that sounds good, doesn't it? Well, maybe we ought to think that over. maybe it's all right to abort a baby than going into the alleys and using hangers to kill the baby and end up killing the mother too. That was the rare thing. That wasn't the practice, folks. But in addition to that, a lot of these southern politicians of that day said they made it racial. Say, oh, what if a black person raped your daughter? Look, that was wrong because rape is wrong, whether it's a white person, black person, Chinese, or anything else. It is evil, just as evil for one as the other, but that doesn't call on them to kill a baby because of it. If anybody needs killed, it's the rapist. Now, that was the reason they gave him that day, and that was the only reason they'd do it. Is that what it is? I mean, anytime they're going to have an abortion, they say, okay, now is this for rape, incest, or the life of the mother? Oh, they'd laugh that off. They'd say, what's wrong with you? Let me say this. There are a lot of them going around with a heartbeat bill, and I think that's a good thing. But to be quite honest with you, David said that he was conceived in sin. When Jesus Christ, you know, we talk about the virgin birth of Christ, the Spirit of God came upon Mary. The very moment the Spirit of God entered Mary, now that wasn't a sexual thing, his Spirit came upon Mary and began to form inside Mary this seed of God, you might say, that he started to form that baby inside her. That very moment, the Spirit of God was in Mary. Mary went to Martha and the baby in Martha's womb that was 6 months old now turned to flip, just about jumping for joy for the presence of the Son of God being inside of Mary. So I'm just telling you that at conception, a spirit enters that baby. Now, my wife has had 4 miscarriages. So we have 3 children that are living. You take those 4, I see that when we get to heaven, there will be 7 people, 4 of them, we did not ever get to talk to them or see them alive. So again, I say that life begins at conception. But why is it like this today? Well, the devil is a deceiver and he's the father of lies. It's the same with drugs. Well, as long as you just use them casually and that child ends up dead. Now, examine yourselves. See if you're in the faith. And look. Don't look and see yourself as the exception. You're not.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.